First of all, Hawes aside, I am on their side. We're after the same thing. Secondly, it looks to me as though they don't have many weapons of their own, otherwise that Medjel would certainly have been armed. All they probably have here are the Changer's weapons. Also, it looks from this Medjel suit we've got. He gestured at the webbed apparatus in the middle of the table, which he and Wubslin had been studying since they'd brought it on board. Like a lot of their equipment is blown. Only the lights and the heaters on this thing were working. Everything else had fused. My guess is all that happened when they came through the quiet barrier. They were all zapped inside the Chihirtzi, and their battle gear was fucked up. If the same thing happened to their weapons as happened to their suits, they're virtually unarmed and with a lot of problems. With all these fancy new AG harnesses and lasers, we're much better equipped even in the unlikely event that it does come to a fight.
Which is very likely, considering they won't have any communicators left, Balveda said. You'll never get close enough to tell them, and even if you did, how are they supposed to know you're who you say you are? If they're the same lot you think they are, they came in here just after the mine did. They won't even have heard of you. They certainly won't believe you.
The culture agent looked round the others.
Your surrogate captain is leading you to your deaths.
Balveda, Hawser said, I'm doing you a courtesy letting you in on all this. Don't annoy me.
Balveda arched her eyebrows, staying silent.
How do we know these are the same lot who got here inside this weird animal anyway?
Nysin said. He looked suspiciously at Hawser. They can't be anybody else, Hawser said. They were damn lucky to survive what the Draesen did to them, and even the Adirans wouldn't risk sending any other forces in after they saw what had happened to this lot.
But that means they've been here for months, Duralo said. How are we supposed to find something if they've been here all this time and haven't found anything?
Perhaps they have, Hawser said, spreading his arms wide and smiling at the woman, a trace of sarcasm in his voice. But if they haven't, it's very possible because they won't have any working gear with them. They'd have to search the whole command system. Besides, if that warp animal was as badly damaged as I heard it was, they won't have had much control over it. Very likely they crash-landed hundreds of kilometres away and had to slog here through the snow. In that case, they might have only been here for a few days.
I can't believe the god would let this happen, Doralo said, shaking her head and looking at the surface of the table in front of her. There must be something else to all this. I could feel its power and goodness when we came through the barrier. It wouldn't let those poor people just be shot down like that.
Hawser rolled his eyes. Doralo, he said to her, leaning forward and planting his knuckles on the tabletop. The Draesen are barely aware there's a war going on. They don't really give a damn about individuals. They recognize death and decay, but not hope and faith. As long as the Adirans, or we, don't wreck the command system or blow the planet away, they won't give a damn who lives or dies.
Doralo sat back, silent but unconvinced.
Hawser straightened. His words sounded fine. He had the impression the mercenaries would follow him, but inside, deeper than where the words were coming from, he felt no more caring, no more alive than the snow-covered plain outside. He, Wubslin and Nysin had gone back into the tunnels. They had investigated the accommodation section and found more evidence of Adiran habitation. It looked as though a very small force, one or two Adirans and maybe half a dozen Medjel, had stayed for a while at the Changer base after they had taken it over. They had apparently taken a lot of freeze-dried emergency food supplies with them, the two laser rifles and the few small pistols the Changer base was allowed, and the four portable communication sets from the storeroom. Hawser had covered the dead Changers up with the reflector foil they had found in the base and removed the semi-suit from the dead Medjel. They had looked at the flyer to see if it was serviceable. It wasn't. Its micropile had been partially removed and badly damaged in the process. Like almost everything else in the base, it was without power. Back on board the Clear Air Turbulence, Hawser and Wubslin had dissected the Medjel suit and discovered the subtle but irreparable damage which had been inflicted on it. All the time, whenever Hawser wasn't worrying about what their chances and their choices were, each moment he stopped concentrating on what he was looking at or supposed to be thinking about, he saw a hard and frozen face at right angles to the body it was attached to, with frost on the eyelashes. He tried not to think about her. There was no point, nothing he could do. He had to go on, he had to see this through even more so now. He had thought for a long time about what he could do with the rest of the people on the Clear Air Turbulence, and decided he had no real choice but to take them all into the command system with him.